Corey Sager homered and singled to lead the Texas Rangers to a 4-2 win over Kansas City on Thursday. Royals will host Houston today. Luender Avila gets the start for Kansas City. Juan Soto hit a go-ahead homer in the seventh inning as the New York Mets earned a 5-4 win over the St. Louis Cardinals Thursday, snapping the Cardinals' six-game winning streak. St. Louis goes to Minnesota tonight to take on the Twins. Kyle Leahy gets the start. Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals goes to the Carolina Hurricanes as they defeat Vegas 4-2 on Thursday. Hurricanes now lead the series 3-2 with Game 6 on Saturday in Vegas. NBA Finals continue tonight in San Antonio as the Spurs play host to the New York Knicks. Knicks lead that series 3-1. Well, after three seasons in Kansas City, offensive tackle Wanye Morris has been traded. According to a report from ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, Morris has been dealt to the Atlanta Falcons. According to Jordan Schultz, Morris has been sent to the Falcons along with a 2027 seventh-round pick in exchange for a sixth-round pick in 2027. Morris made 16 starts over his three seasons in Kansas City, making 11 of them in 2024 when the Chiefs dealt with multiple injuries at the left tackle. He was a third-round pick of the Chiefs in 2023. With 2025 first-round pick Josh Simmons slotted into the left tackle role for the Chiefs, Morris had been a backup at either left or right tackle, with Jalen Moore and Ezra Pohl competing for the right tackle starting spot. Morris was on the outside looking in for consistent playing time. Three Razorbacks, including Ethan McEvelyn, Camden Kozeal, and Hunter Dietz, have been named All-Americans by the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association. McEvelyn collected up second-team praise as a relief pitcher, while Kozeal and Dietz secured third-team recognition at shortstop and starting pitcher, respectively. The Arkansas trio was 39th, 40th, and 41st All-American selections in program history, and the 40th, 41st, and 42nd overall All-American honorees in the Dave Van Horn era. Missouri State men's basketball head coach Konzo Martin announced yesterday the addition of 6'4 guard Dylan Rowe to the Bears roster for the upcoming season. Rowe, a transfer from Jones College in Ellisville, Mississippi, is the second in a series of upcoming player announcements for Martin's squad. Rowe averaged 16.8 points, 4.6 rebounds, and 4.6 assists while shooting 51% from the field and 75.9% from the line as a freshman in 2025-2026. He helped coach Newton Mealer's Bobcats at Jones College finish 24-10 and advanced to the NJCAA National Tournament in Hutchinson, Kansas. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.